The next time your kid skips class to work on a website, you might think twice before you scold him or her. That child might turn out to be the next Mark Zuckerberg. He's 23 years old. He started building his social networking site Facebook 4 years ago. He dropped out of college, and now he's on Forbes magazine's list of billionaires. The list, which includes more than 1,100 billionaires, is out today. And to talk about the latest ranking is Forbes editor Matthew Miller. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
A 23-year-old billionaire. How did this happen?
Yes, Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook is the youngest self-made billionaire in the history of the world. He's worth $1.5 billion. We have valued Facebook at about $5 billion, and he owns about 30% of that company, and so he's worth $1.5 billion. A lot of people think the world's billionaires, they're sitting on piles and piles of cash. Usually that's not the case. Most of them don't have $1 billion in cash.
And Mark Zuckerberg isn't the only 20-something who's very, very rich. There's a young woman from China, number 125, 26-year-old.
Yes, a 26-year-old, Yang Huiyan. She's the richest person in China. The way the story goes is she actually inherited her fortune from her father, who was an industrialist involved with property development. So daddy was really good to her.
time-honored story, a wealthy heiress.
Yes, very wealthy, extremely wealthy.
Also, this list includes the first Africans.
Mm-hmm. One of those guys is a Nigerian named Aliko Dangote, and he made his fortune in sugar refining and now is making billions in cement. What's interesting about Nigeria is you have this booming new economy. He is providing the cement for the infrastructure, and he provides sugar because most of Europe's candy is actually made in Africa, and so he provides the sugar to do that.
You have to say, when you look at people who are billionaires, massively wealthy, and they come from struggling countries, the list, it does seem like it might have a little bit of a dark side.
I would suggest that it's the people who control billions and billions of dollars in fortunes are the people who control the economic and the political and the socioeconomic strings in this world. And I think it's very important for the public to know who those people are. The interesting thing about the world's billionaires list is this massive chase that we put on every year. We put 40, 50 reporters out in the world looking for the obscenely rich. And Africa is by far one of the hardest hunts to go on. So that's something we're very proud of, is finding these this year.
Well, there would be another problem with calculating the list. Stock values can fluctuate. A lot of assets might be hidden. How do you figure this out?
First of all, what people need to understand is the world's billionaires list is a snapshot of wealth on February 11th. And so that was the day we locked in stock prices. And we spend a tremendous amount of time talking to not only billionaires who are talkative, but the ex-wives and ex-competitors and secret sources that we have within the companies of billionaires who don't want to talk.
And finally, the top or number one billionaire on this list, the Oracle of Omaha, Warren Buffett, number one.
Number one, Warren Buffett becomes the richest man on the planet. He's worth $62 billion. He takes over for his good friend Bill Gates, who's worth $58 billion and is at the number three spot. In between the two is telecom mogul from Mexico. His name is Carlos Slim. A lot of people had been out there saying that Carlos Slim was the richest man in the world. We only publish this list once a year, and at the time we priced this list, Warren Buffett was richer than Carlos Slim. And so there you have it.
Matthew Miller is an editor with Forbes magazine.